Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
So, guys. Great dog. Max, we got to get you on a gray dog now.
No, I don't need to take a 14-hour trip somewhere on a bus.
It's good for you, though.
I've done it before.
What's good about
sometime,
it?
My dad said it was time to reflect. Get some personal time to reflect.
No, it
he reflected on the money he saved on that plane ticket is what he reflected
on. Just so that you know, Pat's in my ear and said, isn't it Greyhound? Pat.
It's a gray dog.
It's called the gray dog. Even though it's the Greyhound, we call it the gray dog. That's like some, you know, inner city stuff, man.
The longest trip I ever took on a – and it was probably Greyhound, right? Like, I don't remember, but it was probably like – 4 or 5 hours, nothing more than that.
Yeah, the gray dog, though, I went from L.A. to Texas when I was a kid. You know, I was a bad, little badass kid, so my mom had to send me to
Fresh Prince of Dallas.
Yeah, send me to some family members that kind of had their stuff together. You know, garage, two-car garage, nice little house in the suburbs of Dallas, own a couple businesses. What you laughing at? Church on Sundays. I'm like, I got to go to church. I want to watch the Cowboys play. Yeah, we got to go to church, you know.
They got a lawn, not a front yard.
Yeah, they got a lawn, not a front yard. So my mom sent me on the gray dog. And, you know, I think I remember, I know it was chicken, but in aluminum foil. It was just like, come on, seriously.
I miss those days. Yeah, and no napkins.
Sent me on the gray dog. That's the last time I've been on a Greyhound bus, Max, when I was a kid.
How did you get back?
Greyhound bus. Greyhound.
So it wasn't the last time you were on a gray dog.
Yeah, no, when I went back.
Yeah, on your way back.
So what happened was.
Did your Greyhound, did it have a bathroom?
Oh, my God. So disgusting. I remember it as a kid.
Now, did you get kicked out of Dallas or did you?
A little bit of both. It was a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
I antagonized them to the point where they wanted to get rid of my ass. Right. They was like, yeah, we tried to go back. You know, so it was like one of those deals.
But you did it intentionally to get out of there.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be. Come on, man.
You had that thick heat in Dallas, too. Summertime?
I was there summer and. So I was there summer. Through the cold, through the winter, and I left like sometime. I feel like I left in like March or something like
that. You go to school there?
I went to school there.
You went to school?
I went to school.
Oh, wow.
I went to school but didn't go to school. Mm-hmm. I left the house.
Yeah, right.
Right? It's like the whole point was to go and get it together. Like, I just, kid, it was. I needed to be home with the homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, friend people. Then you got people
you
that I don't know. They talking about they're my cousins. I'm like, they ain't really my cousins. You know how that goes. No, not like that, man, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. What? You know how that happens. Mom, that ain't really my cousin, Mom. She ain't really my cousin.
I had cousins, but these are just different people. So we can bring you to
y'all
LA.
Do that? Do you guys do that? Do you guys say, oh, that's my cousin, even though they're not really your cousin?
Not with me, not so much. My kids, yeah. Yeah. My kids more.
Okay.
What are your cousins?
We do that.
We do that when we're friends.
Yeah.
Like, I've been knowing you for a very long time.
Best friend. That's my cousin.
Yeah, my relative, my cousin.
But my wife would always ask me, like, I got a cousin, Jared. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's your real cousin. I'm like, that's not my but
not
my
blood,
cousin.
But you call
that's my
cousin,
blood,
yeah.
though. You know what I mean? Because our parents
I got
are
a lot of cousins
up.
And a lot of godchildren.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, Max is God, you know, the father of Max is.
You didn't go through any of the rituals. Just, hey, Key, you're my son's godfather. There you go. Here it is.
That's just what we do, man.
Godfather Key.
So ESPN NFL Nation reporters listed a bounce-back candidate for each team.
Yeah, okay? Mine's easy.
Some of the names listed, Chase Young, Quentin Nelson, Saquon Barkley. So here's the question for you guys. Who's going to have the biggest bounce-back season in the NFL 2022 key?
Mine's easy. It's my nephew, Michael Thomas. It's easy.
Good pick.
It's a layup, that's right? Easy. I mean, when you think about 2 years ago when he was fully healthy – when he played his last season prior to getting his ankle injury, he's the best receiver in football. Wasn't even close. I understand that people think because he didn't play all of last year and parts of the year before when he initially injured the ankle that he's not going to be the same dude. I'm here to tell you, he's going to be better than he was.
Why better?
Well, because one, he had an opportunity to rest up and heal up, so he's fresh. His mind is fresh. He can now go back and look at some of the things that he did wrong and make those corrections as a player. And he's got a quarterback with a stronger arm than he had with Drew Brees, who was very accurate. So when you look at the situation, and he's out to prove the negative people wrong. And as they say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree in DNA and family. Mm. So he has a different mentality like me. He's going to show you something different and make you like him.
Is he, would you say, like, that's chip on the shoulder type stuff? Like, oh, I'm out of sight, out of mind. Like, is that burning him up right now?
And whatever fantasy and Madden and all the different stuff.
Ratings are too low, underdrafted.
Okay, cool, yeah. Underdrafted. All right, cool, no problem. Same thing he did when he came out of Ohio State and was drafted in the second round.
No.
You know, best receiver for the first four years.
I was shocked the other day when people didn't have him as a top 10 wide receiver in the league. Remember, we were in First Take talking about that.
Yeah, but I can't listen to no
It's
mad
shocking
dog
to me.
I mean,
just because somebody's been out.
They know.
Let me tell you why it's not shocking. Because the top receivers are all great, and anything that can be used against you will be, because you try and fit what you can into the top 10.
But
hasn't played for a year, they're going to drop you.
Yeah, because a lot of it is recency bias. Like, oh, I haven't seen it, so I...
And like I say...
I agree with Keith, though. There's no reason why... There's nothing, like, in terms of his injury or anything like that, there's no reason why he wouldn't be the same player when he comes back.
Well, there is a reason. Oh, you mean from a rating standpoint or just
as
a player?
Like, why? Like, what about what happened to him would make him a lesser player now?
Because people need a reason to make you a lesser player for content and conversation. The fact that he had zero catches and somebody else had 85 makes them better than him.
Recency bias, like I said.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, you can have the question around Jameis Winston, you know, and not having Drew Brees anymore. But, I mean, that's still a concern.
When you're evaluating talent, you still need to understand the talent that you're evaluating. Jameis Winston, all Jameis Winston needs to do, Jay, is put it in the catch radius.
Yep.
If you put it in the catch rate,
his touchdowns might go up with Jameis.
Exactly. Do you not think that he'll put it in the catch radius?
Yeah.
Once he puts it in the catch radius, Mikey has glovies.
Right.
But you know, he had zero
drops the last few years.
But it's all those excuses. Yeah. Sean Payton's not there. Drew Brees isn't there. Dennis Allen, even though the continuity is still there with their OC, like, it's people like to draw those type of conclusions around those questions.
But it is a good point about Michael Thomas that he had the most accurate quarterback of all time in Drew Brees. But he doesn't need the most accurate guy.
Don't.
He just needs a guy to get it in the ballpark.
Catch radius.
Right.
If I got a quarterback that could put it in catch radius, I could do the rest. Mm. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, his touchdowns might
reality.
Go up.
Yeah.
Because Jameis likes to air it out.
I'm going to give you my comeback guy. We saw Matthew Stafford, and a lot of people questioned him last year coming over from Detroit.
This is the wideout kind of list we're looking at, Jim.
Yeah, what kind of quarterback he would be. I'm going to go with another Matthew, but I'm going to go with Matt Ryan. I'm going to go with him coming from the Falcons, finally getting out of Atlanta and going to Indianapolis. I feel like what we saw with Indianapolis last year with Carson Wentz kind of down the stretch couldn't really come through. But I think Matt Ryan is going to be the answer for the Colts. If Jonathan Taylor can have another year like he had last year, which is tremendous. But still, I mean, there are questions around a little bit with Frank Wright and this team. But I think Matt Ryan is the answer for them. I think they could, even though the AFC is loaded, I think they can find themselves in the AFC championship game.
That's a good one.
It's so funny because I just texted Matt the other day. He didn't call me back. I'm not very happy with him.
But that's a good pick, though.
So that means he's focused.
He's locked in, man.
Yeah, I'm like, man,
you got a chance to do it, man.
Hey, text me back. Putting him out there. Matt, text me back, please.
He's worked. Listen, Matt Ryan's whole legacy with a Super Bowl win, he would be thought of forever differently than he's thought of now. What Stafford just did for himself, but Matt Ryan put up.
Same thing.
But Matt Ryan's put up better numbers.
No, but it's the same thing, though.
But getting to the Super Bowl and getting blitzed the way they did in that comeback.
If he wins the Super Bowl.
Redemption story.
It's a different. Or even if he got there for the second time.
If he won the Super Bowl, because now he's been to 2-1-1. That's what Favre did. And Matt Ryan didn't turn the ball over like that.
But even with the Colts organization, it's like, all right, like, not doubling down with Carson Wentz and saying, all right, Frank Wright, understanding this is not the answer.
Yep.
I made a mistake. Let me change it up. We want Matt Ryan.
I would love to see him win the Super Bowl, because I think it would just be the greatest thing ever for him, because he was so close and they screwed it up. You know, he didn't screw it up. They screwed it up.
Prevent offense. Yeah.
You know, and he's such a like a dynamic. He was a dynamic quarterback for a long time in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Big, tall, little skinny, tall drink of water. You can see it come out his hand. Like the perfect quarterback that you go, wow, oh, man.
He has a special appreciation for that. Oh,
I wish I had that guy.
It's like a twinkle in his eye when he talks about him.
Because you could see it, man. It's special, man. You could just see it come off. Whenever you could see the ball come off the hand of the quarterback, it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever because you already know that zip. I could just imagine how Julio and Roddy White and all those dudes, Harry Douglas them, they just in heaven.
right.
I have Vinny and Brad. So I know what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you can see them big old tall quarterbacks.
Tall quarterback with some zip on the ball, throw you a nice catchable spiral. Yeah,
they better be extremely happy in Indianapolis that they got that dude.
So which player do you expect to have the biggest bounce back season? I'm going to reveal my answer coming up. And then, look, guys, Zach Wilson's knee injury was called a success, but how much confidence do we have in Joe Flacco? That's who's going to be quarterback.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Wilson tucks it under at the 40, lowers his shoulder, and dives out close to midfield. And he's a little slow to get up, getting up with a little bit of a limp.
First time you see a non-contact knee injury, you think, what?
Torn ACL.
No question, it was not a torn ACL, per Adam Schefter. Zach Wilson has a bone bruise and a meniscus tear and is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks.
He's in good spirits. He's fine. A little frustrated, obviously, but he's as good as you could be in this situation.
Zach Wilson. We're going to get into that in a second. But because I teased it here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, I'll pay it off. The bounce back player for me for 2022... I could take Saquon, but they already took Saquon, so I got a surprise one for everybody. My bounce-back player is Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is coming off easily the worst season of his career, where he led the fourth-ranked offense in the league. People act like, but still, he was top five QBR, but he's either one or two his whole career before that. And now he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, and everyone's like, oh, it's going to, you know, the sky is falling. Patrick Mahomes, I think, is getting ready to have maybe his best season for a team that's going to actually surprise people.
Why just didn't take Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow?
Those are your two favorites.
I could, but they're not bouncing back.
He ain't bouncing back either.
But for him, he is. For the standard he set and for the perception he set, he is. People are taking Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes. Come on. Because of the way the season ended for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeast and the hype and all that.
But
that's all that is
there
is.
That
he had more twice as many interceptions as he threw the year before that?
I know Tyreek Hill is special, but is there that drastic of a drop off between him and MVS? MVS can take the top off of it too.
Yeah, but it's not even taking a top off of it. there's not very many people in this league, Jay, that's going to outrun angles. When I throw again, you look at that Buffalo game in the playoffs, he ran a dig route. It's like 15 in the end or whatever. Uh-huh. And he came out the back gate. I don't give a damn who you are. You can be Carl Lewis and Ben Johnson combined. You're not turning that corner the way the Cheetah turned it. His explosive plays isn't just taking the top off of it. It's the little stuff. It's the joystick. I got it in his hands. Off-schedule play. He touches it at 10, and all of a sudden it's a 40-yard gain because he just picks him up and put him down.
He's a home run hitter. Wherever he touches it, he's a threat.
It's like as soon as he touches it, everything slows down for everybody else. It speeds up for him. He's like that. What's the cartoon that's out now in the movie? It's the little thing that's so fast that it just goes, choo, choo. You got kids. You know that movie. What's that movie with the little, it's like a little funny, like a little hairy.
Really? I just want to miss me.
It's like blue.
Roadrunner?
No, not Roadrunner. I'm going to come up with it. It's like a little blue little cartoon.
I can't think right now.
But he's so fast, it's like the speed of light. It'll just bam.
Yeah,
that's how Tyreek is, though.
I can't even think right now. I'm still like on the fact that this urinal just exploded on me in the bathroom.
Oh, that's so disgusting. What do you mean exploded on you?
I'm just using the urinal just if flushed and it just
splashed up on you?
On me.
You're too close to it.
Can we get the hazmat out here?
Some of us, just never mind.
You're not peeing 5 feet away from the urinal, Key.
I didn't say that. You're the one said that. I said you're too close to it.
You said I'm too close to it.
Yeah, because if you up on it and it's going to splash on you, you got to move
Jay,
back.
I see.
Do urinals typically splash on you?
They shouldn't.
Thank you.
But I'm not up.
You have to go burn those pants. Go home. Burn the pants. Have yourself sanitized.
Up on me. I sat there. That's why I was late to this. I thought I was late to this segment because I stared.
Oh, my God.
It's a nightmare. Disgusting with myself.
No, it wasn't a deucer. It was
number one. Who's taking?
You just
in the urinal.
Well, that's what he just put.
What is a frat? What is going on?
Who's taking a deucer in the urinal?
They're the ones punching the stuff in my ear.
Oh, you throw a Pat and Yates.
The numbers.
Number two. Number one.
I'm just telling you, don't get so close to it. That's all.
So you know who's number one on the Jets depth chart at quarterback?
Jesus,
is that a good transition?
It's not another one.
Zach Wilson knee surgery was deemed a success.
Well, I'm saying you know who's the number one on the depth chart as a quarterback since we're talking number one.
By the way, in the drop you said Zach Wilson's injury was a success, and I was like, yes,
the injury, yes,
his injury,
the injury succeeded in injuring him. It's true. That's good. Yes,
Zach.
He doesn't. However, the surgery was a success. Also,
Zach Wilson doesn't need football, man. He's got a little jet blue in his life. So
we're going to get into that in a second. Here's Robert Saleh at the Jets press conference.
I said it way back, I think either OTAs or earlier in training camp, that we feel like we have three starting quarterbacks. And Mike has gone out and proven that he can beat a really good defense. He threw for over 400 yards. He's even in that Thursday night game a couple days later, he threw a shot to Elijah Moore to tie the game up. He had to leave with the injury. And so we got all the faith in the world in Mike White, got all the faith in the world in Joe Flacco, and then you got Streveler showing that he can ball too. So really like our quarterback room.
All the faith in the world in Joe Flacco. Yeah, in 2006.
Pick him up and put him down a little more.
It's 2022. He has all the faith in the world. And even back then, Joe Flacco was not like elite. He was a guy who could get it done. He had a strong arm.
He did it good in the playoffs. Defense. He played well in the playoffs, and he had a great defense.
The Ravens were dead in the water with Joe Flacco as their quarterback years ago already.
The Jets are dead in the water. Who would Robert Saleh think he's fooling?
Right.
That's not all of a sudden he's coming back to earth. Like, come on, man. Seriously?
I want to give
everybody hope.
Let me ask you guys a real question, because I thought about it yesterday when I heard about this. If Zach Wilson doesn't come back, if he comes back and he's a shell of himself and he has a poor season, you going to draft another quarterback?
No. Yep.
No.
You're sticking with Zach Wilson after 2 years?
Yeah.
I don't know if I am.
Yeah.
I don't know if I am. I'm starting to.
You got to remember, Jay, there's financial ramifications and stuff like that. You can't just, after 2 years, abandon the dude and go get a quarter. You can't. You got to see where it's going.
But if I'm seeing where it's going and it's not going anywhere, Key, after year
okay,
two.
Okay, so here's what I would say to you. Josh Allen wasn't going anywhere after year two either.
No, he had made big strides year one. Year one, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. Year two, he had twice as many touchdowns as interceptions. He'd already taken that first step.
My whole point, though, is you can't abandon ship after two seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but ship might be abandoned, Key, if you're thinking, if you're looking at Joe Douglas saying, okay, like now you've made some moves. Like you got this quarterback, you let go of Sam Darnold. People are kind of wondering about that decision.
Year three, yes. Year two, no.
Chris Canty said it, I think it was yesterday, that not only could Zach Wilson be imperiled if what you say it would happen, Jay, but that Joe Douglas would be gone too, maybe.
Not after this year.
One more year after this.
One more.
I think that's
23,
right.
You look at 23, and then you really, the heat turns up. And that's, you got to.
I just feel like three years. Okay, I'm fine, but I still feel like the heat is turning up pretty quickly right now.
Here's Chris Canty to Mike Greenberg. And of course, Greeny's team is the Jets, lives and dies with the Jets. And here's Canty ruining Mike Greenberg's life.
Will you excuse me for a moment while my head explodes? Because the Jets have drafted in the last 5 years a quarterback at number three and at number two. Mm. Are they now going to take one at number one as well in a five-year stretch? It is already unprecedented. You're telling me that there is already reason to be thinking about whether or not the Jets will give up on Zach Wilson after this year.
Yeah, there's no question about it in my mind, Greeny, because you're talking about the opportunity cost of it all. Do you want to be in a position that the New York Giants are in with Daniel Jones, where they passed on Justin Herbert thinking that they had their franchise quarterback? No, you don't want to do that. So this is something that the Jets would have to consider. And let's also keep this in mind. If Zach Wilson has a terrible year because of injury or otherwise, then not only are you talking about a new quarterback, you're probably talking about a new general manager too.
Key looks perplexed because he's like, the Giants passed on Justin Herbert.
How did they pass on him, though?
They took, I guess it was Andrew Thomas instead. Like, we have our quarterback. Now we're going to get his protection.
Yeah, but he was a rookie.
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had a pick and Justin Herbert was available.
But you got to.
Just revisionist history, Key.
You cannot. You can't take Daniel Jones. And then a year later, take Justin Herbert.
Why not? See you later, Daniel Jones.
This isn't a new head coach coming in like Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen. You can't do that.
Yeah, but look, was that the right choice to move on from Josh Rosen?
Only because of what Cliff Kingsbury wanted to run.
Put it this way. Anyone, if Kyler Murray's available and you have Josh Rosen as your starter, I don't care what you did,
I don't know that that's true, though, Max. I honestly
Josh
don't know
Rosen!
That.
Josh Rosen!
I don't know that that's true. So in all honesty, you got to remember, the reason Kyler Murray went number one overall is because Cliff Kingsbury
knew what he wanted to do with him.
Okay,
let's forget about
some new coach comes in.
Let's forget about Kyler Murray because it's different because of his style. He's short. Yeah, he's fast.
Bring back to this though, Max, for a second. So if Zach Wilson has a poor year, and you have a high draft pick, and C.J. Stroud is available.
Right.
Are you not taking C.J. Stroud?
I'm
You're
not
sticking
doing
with
it.
Zach Wilson?
I'm yeah, taking C.J. Stroud.
I'm taking C.J. Stroud.
I'm taking Stroud all day.
I'm sticking with Zach Wilson because I'm not getting ready to invest in a quarterback room $70 million between the two of them. Just the two, not including the third guy.
Don't throw good money after bad, Key.
But now you're just doubling down on something that you're not sure about.
Now here's something different that I would say. If this season is a disaster and they fire Robert Saleh and they bring in a new head coach who now says, you know, I don't really like the Zach Wilson kid. I like C.J. Stroud. That's different. But if Robert Saleh is there. So here, look, man. All three of them are tied to the hip. Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, and Zach Wilson. As Zach goes, they go.
But Keith, period. I get it. You're talking about this is how it works.
No, I'm talking about this is how it's going to go.
I get it. What I'm saying is just because that's the orthodoxy, that's what people think is supposed to happen, doesn't mean it has to go down that way. It may go down that way. But I'm saying, Jay is saying, Chris Canty's saying, and I would say, if a guy like Stroud, a guy I really liked, I thought was going to be a different level quarterback,
but you really
is available.
But you just really like Jet Blue a minute, too.
What, by the way, just so people know, why do you call him JetBlue?
Because he's a family member founded
his
JetBlue.
Uncle.
His uncle founded JetBlue. So I call him JetBlue.
And what is this football team called?
The Jets.
The Jets. And so this was a done deal, right? This is, no, Jets were taking Zach
it's
Wilson.
Not a Jet deal. But look.
If he would have found a Jet Green, forget it. They would have taken him with the number one overall pick.
But Max, you're saying that what I'm telling you is if, in fact, a new head coach comes, yes, you might want to explore another quarterback. But you can't take C.J. Stroud.
Is Zach Wilson ever going to be a great quarterback? Ever. Great quarterback.
I don't know.
But see, but Max,
okay, fair enough.
As a general manager, I thought that he was going to be a great quarterback. That's why I took you number two.
But see,
Key is saying I value
managers or people who can quickly assess, okay, I made an error. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this was going to happen like this. It didn't. We talked about Frank Wright.
Hey, do
Matt
it,
Ryan was my comeback player of the year, right? So Frank Wright said, okay, I took a chance on Carson Wentz. It didn't work. I understand situations are different, but now I'm going to pivot. And I want to get Matt Ryan.
You know,
so if you're Joe Douglas here,
we'll have this conversation over.
I hear that. I hear that. There's also something about following through with the plan, like in chess. As you know, you're a chess player. If you prepare a castle, and that's your plan now, and you think, "Ooh, wait, you can't get enamored with some shiny object on the board," and then you don't follow through with your plan and expose your king. If you prepared to castle.
Yeah.
I understand that
line
of thinking.
Until you get hit in the mouth, like Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan until you get hit in the mouth, right?
How much pressure is on Chargers head coach Brandon Staley this season? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. So we were in the middle of talking some Zach Wilson, and maybe we finished doing that. I feel like we haven't gotten it all off. Before we move on to Justin Herbert. And see, and this is what I mean, Key. There is a difference of kind and degree. So, like, I look at the quarterback for my favorite team, right? Daniel Jones.
Yes, I understand.
And I could think the degree that he can get better is this or that, but I understand what kind of quarterback he is already. He ain't never going to be Justin Herbert, right? It's a different breed. It's a different animal. And what I'm saying about Zach Wilson is, or I think what Jay's point, Jay, you correct me if I'm wrong, is even if you liked Zach Wilson a lot, if you've seen enough now, you got some new information on him because he played in the league, and you go, I understand what kind of quarterback he is, but now you believe C.J. Stroud is a different breed, a different kind of guy, then you draft C.J. Stroud.
But I haven't seen enough of Zach Wilson.
So you have not made up your mind about
that. But I'm talking about if this year ends up being a disaster after he comes back, if he doesn't pan out.
He's a rookie. How can I do that to a rookie?
He was a rookie last year.
Yeah, but it was a fake rookie year. It wasn't a real rookie year. Rookie years this year.
No. Huh? Last year was like a fake rookie year for Justin Fields.
It was a fake rookie year for him, Justin Fields.
Lawrence.
All it was fake rookie years. Only
Mac
one had
Jones
a real,
had a real rookie year.
I was going to say, the only one had a real rookie year was Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Why was last year not a rookie year for Zach Wilson?
Because you had a new head coach that didn't even know how to drive to the stadium correctly. You had a quarterback in Zach Wilson that was injured and came back and no receipt. It was just
– they had no chance to succeed.
I look at a rookie year for Justin Fields saying that wasn't really a rookie year because he was splitting snaps with Andy Dalton.
Coach, it's the same thing as a guy being hurt.
I understand, but
it's the same thing.
But it was Zach Wilson's. It felt like it was Zach Wilson's team.
There is a difference, Key, between Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and someone like Fields, where from the very beginning they hand you the keys. They go, "This is yours."
But from the very beginning, they hand him the keys, but they still had reservation about the rest of the team.
Understood.
And on top of that, he was knocked out of playing, and then he came back, and it was not enough information. Then this year, if he goes from beginning to end, 15 weeks, whatever the number is, now you got a real assessment of a rookie season.
Okay, so injury.
It's just like last year with Justin Herbert.
Justin Fields?
No, it's too many Justins. Jeez. Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
It's just like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts last year was his rookie season. Mm-hmm. Not the year we took over for Carson Wentz. That was just, I'm just here. His season last year was his real rookie season.
Okay, so injury last year.
Yeah.
Injury this year.
So far.
How will he come back off the injury? Will he get injured again? That's what I'm saying. Like,
if he gets injured again.
If you get to that point at the end of the season where you're still questioning whether, hey, is it injury prone or we've seen 13, 14 weeks, it hasn't gone with the trajectory we want.
But I can't, Jay, I'm building a team. I can't spend $70 million on two quarterbacks sitting in a room. I just can't do it.
Unless you feel like one guy's a sure thing.
I'm not getting Aaron Rodgers. I have no idea what C.J. Stroud might turn out to be because he's the number one guy on the board.
What are your impressions of Zach Wilson so far, Key? You have some impressions. What are your impressions so far?
I don't like him. But that's just me.
Point. What don't you like
but
about
me.
Him?
Wait, wait.
I'm giving you the way
I'm asking you.
Like
I'm asking you. What do you?
Why are y'all yelling at me?
We are
you're ganging
you're
up
being
on me like
berated.
A rat this morning.
Yes.
I never liked him to begin with.
Why?
Well, one, I don't care about the throw of the
workout season.
The workout season and all, the pro day. I don't. That doesn't do anything.
The off platform. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't like small at that position. I
he
don't
likes
like
Matt
narrow.
Ryan standing tall in the pocket.
Yeah, nice and strong, wide shoulders. You know, I like guys like that. I don't like small frames at the quarterback spot.
And by the way, he's getting hurt.
And he's every time you look up, you blow on him, he's falling down. I don't like that. But doesn't mean that he won't all of a sudden get stronger and turn into something. That's just what I looked at.
See,
I thought when I looked at the film a year ago, as I did break down the draft and do all this sort of stuff, I thought Justin Fields' film looked better.
You see him trying to talk himself into it?
What am I talking myself
no,
into?
No, I think it's a philosophical difference, Jay. I think Key has the kind of, when I say Parcellian, it's like you make a plan. Even if you have certain impressions early on, you're patient, you wait. You see the plan through. Now, if, as you said, if it's a disaster, that's something else. If he gets into
but
every game this
disaster?
Year, a disaster is
it
like,
him? Is it Robert Saleh? Is it LaFleur? Did all of a sudden the three receivers go down? One has an ACL, the other has an ankle. They're not playing. They don't know. Like, what is it?
But the disaster is a combination of things. It's also job security. Like, we kind of see that. Funny, you see it with the Knicks and Leon Rose, right? It's like, hey, we had this plan. Is the plan going according to plan? Or, like, do you need to pivot and make adjustments off the plan?
Because
it's, as Stephen A. would say, the key word on First Take, it's fluid. So if things are changing on the fly, you have to adapt. That's a sign of great leadership, right?
But,
adaptivity.
But nothing's changing. What has changed?
I'm just saying, if it doesn't work out this year with Zach Wilson, if you don't have that same twinkle in your eye, are you going to double down?
I think what you're looking for is – if he does get into a lot of games, you see sound decision-making on the part of Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
The other pieces are working. It's not just that he's not getting
it
done, but you say
it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
So even if he's terrible this year and the things around him aren't, you're still going to wait another year.
Yeah, I got to wait another year. I got to wait another year. I can't get all tickled because people out there saying that C.J. Stroud's the next guy, or the guy at this school's the next. I can't do that.
But Key,
I've got to see.
What
it
did
the
you think of Justin Herbert in college?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
right.
So people. So have I saw 4 years of Justin Herbert.
But
though.
People have a consensus about this upcoming quarterback class that the depth of it is different.
Although no, we thought
different.
That about Zach Wilson's class
come on, man.
Too.
They said the same thing about Malik Willis was going to be the top dude on the board. Malik Willis went in the third or fourth round. Was it third round?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was third round. Yeah. He went in the third round, middle of the third round.
So you don't like what you see when you see C.J.
I didn't say I didn't like what
okay.
I did not say
asking,
that.
I know what you're talking about, Joe Douglas and his plan, but I'm asking you, Keyshawn.
Okay, here's
Joseph
my plan.
Johnson.
Here's what I
if Justin Herbert was
First
available,
of all,
Key, if Justin
you
Herbert.
You flipped my damn name.
I know
it's
I do.
Joseph Keyshawn.
Joseph
it's not,
Keyshawn.
It's not Keyshawn Jake. Joseph.
Key, if Justin
I would be
Herbert.
Mad at my mother if it was Keyshawn
if Justin
Joseph.
Herbert were Came available out? In this coming draft and you had the pick to grab him and you're the Jets, would you take him? Even though you had a fancy plan for Zach Wilson and he didn't get his chance, but Justin Herbert is coming out in the draft.
I probably wouldn't have selected Zach Wilson if I knew Justin Herbert was coming out. I probably would have done something different. Ran with Sam Darnold and seen what that was going to turn into. See, I'm doing it different. You have a different way.
That was the point that we got back into about that decision to go with Zach Wilson for Joe Douglas. Like that comes back down to that pivotal
right.
point, right?
The GM
he made
pitches
that decision
his...
to go with Zach Wilson, and if it doesn't pan out, now you're looking at it saying, well, you shouldn't have gone with that in the
a
first
GM
place.
A GM hitches his star to the wagon of the quarterback he drafts, and if that dude don't pan out, usually neither does the GM.
Can't keep changing quarterbacks every 2 years.
Is Baker Mayfield, speaking of changing quarterbacks, a lock to be the Panthers' week one starter?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive.
eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are. Now, time for another Camp Confidential on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN 2. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio, or presented by Progressive Insurance.
See, that's why Sam Darnold going to lose the job.
Why is that?
Why?
Because he's wearing 14 standing next to a dude with a single digit that looks fresh. Six looks better than 14 standing side by side.
Well, Baker was drafted one, and he was drafted three. So what does that mean? Darren Gant, Panthers.com reporter, with us now for some Camp Confidential. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
What's happening, Darren?
Doing good, D.
Keyshawn, good to hear that voice again.
How you
Carolina
doing,
man? Carolina Panthers legend, Keyshawn Johnson, everybody.
Panthers legend for 6 months. I played there 6 months. How the hell am I going to be a Panthers legend?
Don't hype him up, Darren.
No, Darren knows I was cool as a fan when I was in that locker room, man. I was taking care of business. Not my fault.
Yeah, it was a memorable 6 months, I'll tell you that.
No, it was. It was very, very memorable.
So the quarterback battle is, of course, the main focus of camp. What have you seen, Darren, from Baker and from Sam Darnold?
Well, I think it's kind of what everybody expected. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold was going to have the advantage of a four-month head start for a couple weeks. And then once Baker got here, got to know everybody, got to know the playbook, you'd start to see Baker emerge. And I think over the last probably about a week and a half, you've seen a difference in practice where he just looks a little more confident with what he's doing and who he's doing it with. I mean, that's one thing about these camp competitions. If a guy's out there with twos, he's throwing two twos and being protected by twos. And when he goes out there with the ones, he's being protected by first-round picks, and he's throwing it to DJ Moore. That makes a difference. So I think as Baker's got more and more time with the ones, he's looked a lot better. And, you know, he's Baker Mayfield. I think, and again, going back to Panthers legend Keyshawn Johnson's days, I think if you think of him in the context of being a number one pick, is he ever going to be that? I don't know. Could he be a Jake Delhomme, like a guy who is going to throw some interceptions but also try to make some plays downfield? Why not? I mean, the Carolina Panthers won games with Jake in the past, and, you know, Keyshawn knows about him. He wasn't afraid to chuck it downfield and hope for the best, and I think there's been a little bit of that from Baker so far.
Yeah, the one thing, though, with Jake is the Super Bowl run. They had a running game, obviously, and on top of the running game, they had Steve Smitty at the receiver position, Julius Peppers. I mean, it was a different type of team when John Fox was down there, you know, doing his deal with Jake Delhomme. I don't know who will come out of this thing. Darren, you're down there. You see it at the quarterback spot. Who will emerge week one and be the starter? Many people think it's Baker Mayfield. How are they divvying up the reps right now between the two quarterbacks?
They've tried to keep it as even as they can. I mean, Rule talked about having 12 play racks in each segment and going 6 and 6. While they're up here with the Patriots for a couple days. And I think that'll probably continue for the next little bit. I got a feeling we're getting closer to a decision being made and, you know, kind of allowing guys to settle in where they're going to be. I don't think we're very far from that. They've always sort of pointed to these joint practices once you get on the other side of them in the second preseason game as that moment when there'll be separation. And, you know, after that, the guy will get most of the snaps, and the second guy will get what the second guy gets. Mm.
Darren Gant, Panthers.com reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and of course, Max. Darren, when you look at it, is this Matt Rhule's last quarterback decision for the Carolina Panthers?
Well, I mean, not very many coaches get to go through three or four of these things. And I mean, he's won 5 games each of the last 2 years. Everybody in the league in that situation, I don't think that's unique to Carolina. If you're any team in the league, you go through that kind of stretch for 2 years, and if you do it a third, who gets a fourth chance? So it's not been a great situation. He kind of turned over the roster when he walked in the door. It was a good group, but it had gotten old, and they just basically blew it up and started over. And this is really kind of the first time they've had the roster going into camp that you could look at and say, all right, they're competitive in a number of spots. They finally spent some money and some draft picks on offensive linemen, which they've needed to do for a long, long time. And, you know, kind of in terms of those competitions, they sort of ended one yesterday and just said what we all thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ike Ekwonu is going to start at left tackle for you mm-hmm. on day one. So they've got a little bit better off around whoever that quarterback is, but I think it's obvious. I mean, if they don't put it together and show the progress this year, sure. I mean, exactly. That's what happens in the NFL.
Darren, we have about 20 seconds left. How's Christian McCaffrey looking?
Looks good. Looks healthy. I mean, the guy's head down. You know, one of the things I think people overlook in the NFL is the incredible role that luck plays in your career, and Christian had a couple of bad breaks the last few years. It ain't for a lack of training when a guy falls across the back of your ankle. So Christian's looked explosive. He's looked like Christian McCaffrey. And I think that's, you know, along with that line, it's going to go a long way to helping Baker Mayfield, assuming he ends up winning that job.
Thank you, Darren Gant. That is Camp Confidential for the Carolina Panthers. Brian Daboll says Tyrod Taylor is going to get some reps with the first team offense in preseason.
TT.
Coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.